Today, the accused who claims stand your ground can avoid a trial if they can prove to a judge their self-defense claim is justified during a pretrial immunity hearing. But the Senate measure shifts that burden to prove the initial claim from the defendant to the prosecutor.
The Senate bill amends the stand your ground law to shift the burden of proof from the defendant to the state. Under the Senate bill, the state must prove beyond a reasonable doubt the defendant is not entitled to immunity if the defendant files a motion that states the reason that he or she is immune.
That's Black Republican Representative Bobby Payne. He's the sponsor of the House bill, which now includes a new change that still shifts the burden to prosecutors but lowers the standard for the state.
The amendment replaces the Senate bill with the House bill, so the state is required to prove by clear and convincing evidence that a defendant is not entitled to immunity when the defendant raises a prima facie case of immunity.
Still, despite the lower standard, many Democrats remain opposed to the measure, including Democratic Representative Bobby DeBose.
The stand your ground law has already resulted in an increase in homicides in Florida. And once this law is in place, it will make it extremely difficult to persecute gun crimes.
Lantana Democratic Representative Lori Berman says this could also have a negative impact on domestic violence cases.
Because I worry that there will be no one left standing who will speak for the victim, and there won't be any witnesses. So in the event that there's no witnesses to come forward and the woman who was the victim of domestic violence is not alive to testify, aren't you concerned that it will allow the abuser to get away with it by shifting the burden?
And while Payne acknowledges that could be a valid circumstance, he says he just has a different philosophy on why he believes the burden should be shifted. Bringing up an old argument, House Democratic leader Janet Cruz says there's also going to be an added financial burden on prosecutors who expect a rise in self-defense claims if the bill becomes law.
And listening to the state prosecutors, they've indicated that expanding Florida's Stand Your Ground law would cost them an estimated $8 million in additional resources. So how do you plan to ensure that prosecutors have the resources to cover the additional burden that this new law would put in place for them? And are we, in essence, looking to pass something that will have an unfunded mandate?
Not only does he disagree with that assessment, Payne says the cost would be lower for prosecutors because the new bill lowers the standard.
Since we have considered lowering the burden based on what we heard in the first committees to conform it to something that's more friendly for the state and that may encourage others to come forward, we have heard that the cost could potentially be negligible and reduce those costs based on the fact that we're not at the highest standard of burden.
Still, even with the approval of his chamber, Payne's House bill differs from the Senate version. And Fleming Island Republican Rob Bradley, the bill's Senate sponsor, says, quote, his chamber's position on the issue is contained in the version that passed the Senate last month. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.